Chifiwa Chivengwa is the chief executive of the Tourism Business Council of South Africa. How are we holding up against our global rivals for visitors, Chifiwa? Good evening.
Good evening, Bruce, and good evening to your listeners. I think compared to the previous 2 years under the pandemic and the numbers that are coming through, as evidenced by the numbers from SSA today, it tells the story of an industry that's on the road to recovery, that is pushing and really trying to break boundaries in the competitive world of tourism. So we are pleased with the numbers. As you said, the hotels have reported some numbers. They are better than the previous years. The international inbound has improved. Domestic travel has improved. Events, conferencing, exhibition, and sporting attendance of people in the sporting events have improved. So we are seeing positive numbers at the moment. They are, however, still below the 2019 figures, of which same year, in 2019, we saw about 834,000 visitors coming into our shores. So we are recovering. We are still a little bit behind. We need to do more work on the ground.
Do we have a cohesive national tourism strategy? Our tourism minister, unfortunately, has been quite distracted with personal pursuits of trying to become the country's president. And I've not seen too much in broad government leadership when it comes to selling South Africa as a holistic tourism destination. It does seem to be every destination provider for themselves within the fruit salad that South Africa has got of tourism options.
Well, from the national point of view, we do have a strategy that we pursue in terms of, you know, really harnessing, you know, the pent-up demand that we have seen throughout the pandemic from various international source markets. This includes the USA, of course, UK is important, Germany, and others, you know, within the European, you know, Union, including on the other side, Australia. But however, China is still closed, and it's one of the main markets. Of course, the African market remains important for us. So there is a strategy, and in fact, we have sat down after our conference that we held in September to reapproach the market and to make sure that we work together as a pack and we hunt together as a pack and make sure that, you know, the results that we seek are realized here on the ground in terms of the arrival numbers and, of course, job creation and everything else that comes with it. So there is that. Of course, we still need to coordinate the provinces to make sure that, you know, the work that's done by the provincial authorities and urban metros is cohesive and it aligns with the strategy that we have from the national point of view. And we make sure that we all march together, you know, as soldiers, you know, going forward, as I've said, to make sure that we hunt as a pack. So there is that work of coordination that still needs to be done.
Is it private sector? Is it private sector coordination, or is SA Tourism got a deliberate strategy? I'm again not familiar with the strategy. In years gone by, South Africa had campaigns. There'd be massive inbound tourism conferences, and people would come to the ICC in Durban, and tourism people would show off their wares. There was definitely a very clear strategy. I don't see the strategy. If you can explain it to me, I'd be delighted. But I sort of see it as a private sector movement rather than a SA Tourism and certainly Department of Tourism led initiative.
Well, you know, from the private sector point of view, you know, we work with those two entities, South African Tourism and, of course, the Department of Tourism, to make sure that the interests of the private sector and the intelligence that the private sector collected in terms of marketing and the things that needs to be done on the ground in the source markets needs to be done. So that's why I was saying that we have met after the conference, after the private sector put together, to say that how do we move forward post the pandemic?
Here's the key question, Chifiwa. Is the tourism minister doing her job, or is she busy politicking and campaigning for leadership of the country? I mean, not to be blunt about it, but I think I've danced around the subject long enough. Do you feel that she's doing her job? Because I don't see tourism leadership coming out of her department, I'm afraid. Do you?
Well, you know, we as a private sector have taken up the space of us making sure that, you know, our voices are more vocal. And we participate in the things that South African Tourism does and the department does. And we are doing that together with the Department of South African Tourism. I, however, cannot comment, on the issues. I think the ministry can deal with those issues from that point of view.
No, it's an unfair question, Shafiwa. I mean, again, I'm putting you in an impossible position. I'm imposing my own thought on you, and I don't expect you to answer it. Certainly, you're expecting, I think, a much better tourism season this December than previous Decembers, at least since 2019 was pretty good in terms of tourism arrival numbers. It's been pretty diabolical since then. This feels sort of intuitively like a considerably better season. Not back to 2019, but certainly feels like we're coming back to life.
Absolutely, Bruce. We are getting closer and closer to the 2019 figures, from the revenue point of view as well, because domestic travel has been the catalyst for the recovery. So we are getting closer to that. In fact, I've seen numbers whereby, in some months, we get to 90% of what we're doing in 2019. However, there's still a bit of way to go because the value chain of tourism is large, and we need to make sure that each one of the participants across the value chain does recover, at least to the level of 2019. So I do believe that come this festive season, December is just a few days from now, we do hope that the numbers are going to look very, very good. We are aware of the inflation and the interest rate hikes and the petrol prices and so forth and so on. But we do believe that we are a good value for money for those international inbound tourists. They can get a whole lot more in our country for the money that they want to spend. And of course, we're a destination of choice. So we do hope that with the increased capacity from the airlines and the introduction of new routes, we will see a better December than what we've seen in the previous 2 years.
Shafiwa Chifengwa, thank you. Chief Executive of the Tourism Business Council of South Africa. I wish for a time where we get people who are put into positions of authority in government who really love the sectors that they represent. Derek Hanekom loved tourism. You got to say very clear from Vali Musa when he was tourism and environment minister. Loved tourism. Skinny dipping in the mountains and all sorts of other things. Remember that picture. But I mean, the sense that you really love your job, that you love your sector, that you're so proud and you want to drive your sector. And you want to lead that sector. Jeez, like for a chance just to do that, it would be incredible. But Shafiwa Chivengwa, who is that kind of person in the private sector, thank goodness for people like him and others who keep the tourism flag flying.